Welcome back, everybody. I'm Big Al Weekly. This is Dispatch Me Home Radio, and Dispatch Me Home Radio is brought to you by MusicChartsMagazine.com. MusicChartsMagazine.com, music and news around the world, 24 hours, 7 days a week. Tell a friend, tell a trucker, tell a woman, tell everybody about MusicChartsMagazine.com. Coming up, we're going to take a look at technology. 60 years ago, you youngins out there that are so used to having your cell phones and computers and things on the road, well, wait till you spend 2 minutes with me here on Dispatch Me Home Radio as we take you back 60 years into technology. And by the way, do you know how many women truck drivers there are in the U.S.? Well, now, during World War II, 90% of truck drivers in the U.K. were women. Now, in the U.S., that number was around 50%. Yeah, that's exactly right. World War II, around 50% were women truck drivers. So truck driving is not a new area for women. In fact, right now, there are over 200,000 women who have chosen truck driving as a career, and they love every minute of it. Let's pay tribute to them women right now. Pretty Miss Norma Jean recorded the song for Decca Records. It's called Truck Driving Woman. So let's begin Dispatch Me Home Radio once again with Pretty Miss Norma Jean.
A little boy is what my daddy wanted. A little girl just didn't fit his plans. To help him on the road when he was on it. 'Cause daddy was a truck driving man. So I was raised on truck driving stories. I know every legend of the road. From Phantom 309 in all its glory to the Widowmaker's truck driving code. Woman's gonna fill her daddy's shoes. So if you boys still think you can outrun me, just ask the greyhounds I've left eating dust. You've gotta travel fast to make big money. And when I go, I giddy up, go or bust. And I'm a truck driving woman. My daddy taught me everything he knew. I'm a truck driving woman. And this woman's gonna fill her daddy's shoes. This woman's gonna fill her daddy's shoes.
Once again, Pretty Miss Norma Jean and Truck Driving Woman here on Dispatch Me Home Radio. By the way, if you have a truck song or a country song that you've been thinking about and you haven't heard for a very long time, why don't you email us at MusicChartsMagazine.com. The contact information is right there in front on the website. You can look the website over and email the chief editor, which CEO of MusicChartsMagazine.com, that's Jason Rogers. Email him and tell him about some of the songs that you might be thinking about, and I'll bet we'll come up with them and play them right here on Dispatch Me Home Radio. Our program is brought to you by MusicChartsMagazine.com, and to show you that we've go back into the 80s and the 70s and pick out some of the good old songs of all time. I kind of remember Leon Everett. He had a song that came out that was called The Midnight Rodeo, right here on Dispatch Me Home Radio.
Put on your new blue through the songs that we love so. I'm gonna take you to a place that you'll like, called the Midnight Rodeo.
Free.
Jim Ed Brown and Helen Cornelius on Dispatch Me Home Radio. I'll never be free. I remember one time at the State Fair, I was a kid, and it was pouring down the rain, and Helen Cornelius was doing a solo act, and she was out at the fair, and I ran over to the bus, and she opened up the door, and I said, Helen, I want to get an autograph. And she said, do you have a pen and paper? And I said, no. She said, how am I going to give it to you then? And it was pouring down the rain, and that was my big opportunity. I missed it to get a Helen Cornelius signature. But they certainly brought us a lot of great country music throughout the years, separate and together, Helen Cornelius and Jim Ed Brown. Get back to a few statistics, and what I'm doing with these, ladies and gentlemen, is I want everybody to know that maybe, there's bad apples in every industry. And there are in trucking as well, and I can talk about it because I've been a truck driver for over 35 years or so. But the accident average is going down each year as even the trucking industry gets bigger. For example, on average, there's 5,061 fatal truck accidents involving trucks each year. Coming up, we'll talk about the statistics on the trucking industry accidents, and we'll do that right after this song on Dispatch Me Home Radio. A little bit of Highway Junkie. Gary Allen, Dispatch Me Home Radio.
100 cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. Some old trucker's heart gets broke. Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white ride. 10 miles out of Nashville,
bit of Highway Junkie, Gary Allen on Dispatch Me Home Radio. Tell you what, I had to go there for a minute and let that song play because I wasn't going to be able to talk. I've got a little bit of this, the bug in your throat, and I had to get me a cup of coffee. Oh, drink a lot of coffee, a ton of that stuff. I'm, you know, but a truck driver, so I always got a cup in my hand. You'll see my picture there on musicchartsmagazine.com with that coffee cup in my hand, and that's how I go around. Just ask anybody that knows me. I got that coffee cup always in my hand. But I want to get back to the accident part because I'm trying to let everybody know how actually safe it is that most of our truck drivers are. As I'd mentioned, on the average, there's about 5,061 fatal accidents involving trucks each year. In 2004, it went up just a little bit to 5,313. And then up a little bit more in 2005 at 5,343. But by 2006, the accident rate started to go down. In 2006, it was 5,250. In 2007, it was 5,049. And as far as I go back here, according to truckinfo.net, where I'm getting my information, in 2008, there were 4,352 accidents involving trucks, and that is each year. About 14.4% of trucking accidents caused truck cargo to spill. About 6.5% of trucking accidents caused open flames to occur. And last but not least, 3.1% of trucking accidents involved drivers who were under the influence of alcohol. That's between 2004 and 2008, and that's according to truckinfo.net. Right now, I want to begin a little bit of our last segment before we get into some technology issues of 60 years ago. Let's bring George Strait in here. He recorded a song a few years ago that certainly talks about us truckers, and that is called Brothers of the Highway. George Strait, Dispatch Me Home Radio.
Diamonds on the windshield as heaven starts to cry. In his rearview mirror, his angel waves goodbye. She knows he's gotta go. She knows he's one of them. Brothers of the highway, children of the wind. That Detroit diesel pirate ship goes blowing out again. Sailing for the setting sun.
Straight here on Dispatch Me Home Radio. Let's get this in here, and I think it may be the last item on our list, but I want to take you back about 60 years. We're going to go to the 50s. Now, young people, you think your technology is so out of date, or some of you think it's the greatest ever. Let me go back to the beginning of telephone and every other kind of technology. We're going to spend 2 minutes. Now, listen very closely to this 2-minute commercial about what is up and coming from the 1950s up to our present day, which would be about 60 years they're talking about. And they didn't have a clue of what all was really going to take place. Here we go.
For the next 2 minutes, let's look into your telephone future and see some of the communications wonders telephone men predict for your life in the years to come. A television telephone will let you see, if you wish, as well as talk to the person you're calling. When you're out, by simply dialing your home telephone number, you'll be able to start dinner cooking and turn the lights on at home. You'll be able to shop by phone and see the merchandise you ordered. Telephone calls and TV shows from foreign lands will be relayed by satellites, as demonstrated by Telstar, the Bell System Pioneer experimental satellite. Telephone stations around the world will talk to men in outer space. New telephones in development include touchtone sets to make your telephoning easier and faster, and new telephones for your car that may someday be as commonplace as power steering. You'll be able to reach any telephone anywhere. Some of your telephone future is already here. For instance, today, this tiny receiver in your pocket tells you when you're wanted on the phone. You just step into the nearest phone booth to get the message. A punched card inserted in your telephone lets you dial often used numbers automatically. Dataphone service, a new concept in communications, now enables business machines to talk to one another. All of this is not merely crystal gazing. These new telephone products and services are based on developments by scientists at Bell Telephone Laboratories. In countless new and exciting ways, as their experiments range over the land from coast to coast, under the sea, on the ocean's floor,
did you, and up into outer space. Did you hear him talking about the pocket pager on Dispatch Me Home Radio? I don't know if you did or not, but a little beeper will beep, and then you can get into the nearest telephone booth. We got time to get one more song in here. Here comes the one of the first ladies of country music. Here comes Miss Loretta Lynn to finish up Dispatch Me Home Radio.
Well, you thought I'd be waiting up when you came home last night. You'd been out with all the boys and you ended up half tied. But liquor and love, they just don't mix. Leave the bottle or me behind. Kissing on me, it happens every time.
Miss Loretta Lynn on Dispatch Me Home Radio. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Big Al Weekly to get on out of here and jump in the truck and drive about 500 or 600 miles and get my Detroit diesel and my 13-speed rocking and a rolling. By the way, no portions of Dispatch Me Home Radio may be copied or reproduced without written permission from MusicChartsMagazine.com or Big Al Weekly. Our program has been brought to you by MusicChartsMagazine.com of Nashville, Tennessee. That is MusicChartsMagazine.com. Tell a trucker about them. Tell a friend, tell a woman. Just tell them about MusicChartsMagazine.com. Music and news 24/7 around the world. For Dispatch Me Home Radio, I'm Big Al Weekly. Remember, my friends, the day is there. All you have to do is make it.